Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
Barbara is in studio now and we have Ronan helping on the line.
Hi Ronan, welcome to the show.
Hi Barbara, thanks for having
me. Ronan, you've got an exhibition in the Solomon Gallery, which is beside the Westbury, and it's called Of Birds and Beasts. You want to tell us a bit about it?
Sure. Well, I'm a sculptor, Barbara, and I live on Achill Island, and I've been living down here for about 20 years, and it's a remote, sort of off the west coast of Mayo, and it's a wonderful place to live and a wonderful place to work. Very privileged to be able to do that. So it was a great, also a great privilege to be able to exhibit my work in Dublin. And as you say in your introduction, the exhibition is on in the Solomon Gallery in Dublin. The sculptures are a series of sort of mythological, mystical animals, beasts, I suppose. Some birds, some bulls, but these animals are sort of, I suppose, taken with my a different angle. I guess they are. Some of them have wings. Some of them have horns. They are colourful. They are, imaginative pieces that come from somewhere deep within.
Would they come from where you're living as well, the scene, the birds and the goats and the beasts around you? Would that be an influence?
Yeah, I think it's very hard to ignore what's around you. As I said, I live in a beautiful place, and obviously I don't see mythological beasts
no.
every day, but I do. We do have wild goats in the mountains, and they're obviously wonderful bird life around too. You get your inspiration from all sorts of different places. In the morning I walk the beach at Keel Beach, and your inspiration can come from seeing a shape, something unusual in the sand, something that's been washed up overnight, or even, as I say, the birds that are sort of flying around all over the place, the seabirds that visit the island.
Well, I'm looking at particularly of your beautiful brochure, and I'm looking at a kite, which is a painted steel and brass. Is that like a normal materials to use? A lot of people use bronze, but or is it particular to you, or what do you think?
I guess what I do is kind of unique to me. They're all individual and unique pieces. They are all... basically, they're not cast, and I think normally in the bronze process, they are cast pieces. These are all individually made. Like, my process would be that I would start with a lump of steel. I would use an oxyacetylene torch to cut basic shapes, and then the shapes are sort of honed, I guess, with grinders and polishers and sanders. And then oftentimes the pieces will sit around my studio for days, if not weeks, while I just sort of live with them and they live with me. And then after a period of time, I sort of revisit them and decide whether they're going to survive or whether there's something that I can alter and change and create something out of. And so I make a decision, and the pieces are then polished and sanded and painted. And that the final piece that you refer to is called the kite, and it's probably about 3 or maybe 3.5 feet in height, and it's a bird flying, and he's sort of rooted to the ground. One of his wings hits the ground, and that's how he stands. Really, it's sort of a bird in flight, but he's located on one wing.
Absolutely, it's a very, very beautiful piece. This is actually, I've fallen in love with your work, by the way, Ronan. I think
we met
a long, long time ago, by the way.
Really?
We have, yeah. It was
in another life.
In another lifetime. It was Owen. What's his second name? You know, Owen, who said, do you remember Ronan? I said, yeah, I think I do, from a long time ago. And I'm looking again at your brochure, and the ram, which is painted steel and copper. Is this copper wiring coming out of the heads to create the horns? And it's it really lends itself to your imagination and everything else.
Well, that particular piece was, as I say, some of the pieces are more representational than others, and that's quite an abstract piece.
Mm.
I mean, to describe it without actually seeing it is difficult, but I called it Ram because it vaguely resembles the head of an animal, and these quite wild antler type horns emerging from the head
with strings of copper, folks, all wound around each other, if I might say so. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah. And that's one of my favorite pieces from
is
the show,
it?
I have to say. Yeah, I think it's kind of maybe because it's more abstract and it's more open to interpretation.
Mm.
Some of my pieces are a little bit more. Some are more direct. Some are more open to interpretation. I was going to read a small piece.
Oh yeah, please
do. If
it
was appropriate, from Hugo Hamilton wrote a little piece about me, and I just thought it put the context of where I am. And it's only a minute.
Oh great! I'm far ahead.
So this is Hugo writing about me when he visited my studio about a couple of years ago. He stands in his leather apron, blackened by flying metal filings. His hands are huge inside his protective gloves. His dark goggles give him the eyes of a giant fly. He does not speak because his mouth and nose are covered with a breathing mask, and his ears are sealed with headphones. Behind him, the door is open onto the Atlantic, but he hears nothing. He is surrounded by the extreme silence of his work and his solitude. The internal silence underneath the violent screaming of steel. And all around him are the amputated metal cutoffs, pieces of Corten steel which he favours because they rust so well, like a thin layer of dried metallic blood, the same colour as the traditional roofs across the landscape. His working companions are the welding cylinders and the cutting equipment and the angle grinders. And there is a film of rust over everything. Over the old CD player and over the picture of the Sacred Heart hanging among the tools along the wall. Even his arms and face and lungs cannot escape that fine layer of rust, the shade of fake tan. I just thought that was a nice piece.
Beautiful.
That he wrote. And it's kind of, I mean, it's romantic, but it is kind of where I'm at. It's where I live. I look out the door and Clare Island is framed in the doorway.
Workspace foundry, or do you use a foundry? Is that your own?
Barbara, I don't use a foundry. Yeah, well,
it's just your own.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's just my own workshop there.
Your own workshop, yeah.
It's where it all happens, and I sometimes get a chance to use a foundry, but normally it's just these pieces are all sort of hand forged from metal.
Absolutely excellent. Another piece I like is the cormorant. I'm going for the birds. Well, I went for a goat there, that one. But the cormorant, I mean, the way the angle of the semicircle on an angle with the wings high up and the using a geometric symbols for its eye and nose. It's just, whoa, I can see it take flight.
Well, yeah, cormorants obviously are birds that were quite common around us, and they stand on the rocks during the day. You see them standing on the rocks, and their wings are spread, and they stand like that for ages, drying their wings. So that's kind of where the inspiration for that piece came. With this particular show, color is very important, and as you can see, and as you have seen from being there, the work is very highly colored. And I think this is one of the first things you notice when you enter the gallery is it's just a sea of wild shapes and wild colors, all of the work, I think, and I think as you said that Ram piece is one of my favorite, but so.
Was absolutely fantastic, Ronan, and I am now a fan of yours, and I'd love to have a piece of Birds and Beasts. And folks, you have to go to this exhibition. It's on in the Solomon Art Gallery, Fine Art Gallery in Balfe Street, which is just beside the Westbury Mall. And do you have a website, Ronan, for people?
Yeah, my website is www.ronanhalpin.com.
Absolutely fantastic, Ronan. Well, look, I wish you well in all your endeavours, and we'll catch up with you at another day to see your development of birds and beasts. This exhibition, folks, is going on till the 17th of June. Please go in and have a look, and you can also pop into the next door to the Westbury to have a cup of coffee. Isn't that right, Ronan?
A wonderful location for the gallery.
It is.
Right in the centre of Dublin.
It is. Okay, yes. That's great, Ronan. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Barbara.
Bye. Over to you, John.
Right. Many thanks to Ronan there. Sounds very, very interesting. And it would be of special interest to you.
It would, yes.
Now you can listen again on near.ie.